This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hi and welcome to Money Control. This is Prakhar Sachdev and you are tuned into On The Ball, our podcast for top sports events across the world. For this episode of On The Ball, we have again with us the group sports editor of Network 18, Mr. Gaurav Kalra. Good to have you on the show, sir.
It's good to be here, Prakhar.
And tomorrow we have India's third match of the ICC Cricket World Cup. India have won the first two games in the World Cup against South Africa and Australia. And tomorrow they will be facing New Zealand. And New Zealand too are unbeaten in the tournament so far. So what do you think? Will the Kiwis pose a challenge to the men in blue?
I think it will be a tough game for India because New Zealand have a good attack for these conditions. They've been bowling quite well. Yes, they've had a couple of games against weaker opposition, but they've been bowling quite well. Overall, Trent Bolt is a world-class bowler. Lockie Ferguson is the highest wicket taker in the tournament right now. Matt Henry is a good bowler. They've also got some spin options, Ish Sodhi. So it's a well-rounded attack. But India's batting lineup is in form. Obviously, they'll be missing Shekhar Dhawan, which is a big loss at the top of the order. But India's batting has generally been in pretty decent form. So I think the Kiwis will present a challenge, but India start favourites.
Okay, talking about the weather is playing a spoil sport. We have now three matches washed out completely.
Yes.
Should weather play a part in tomorrow's match? Will Virat Kohli change his strategy?
I don't think that the strategy will be weather-based so much as conditions-based. You know, if they arrive at the ground and they feel like the overhead conditions are going to help fast bowling, then India might actually want to win the toss and bat and bowl first so that they are able to use the likes of Bhuvneshwar Kumar and Jasprit Bumrah against New Zealand's batting. I don't think they will be worried so much about whether the rain is going to be a factor in that case later on in the day. But yes, of course, I mean, you take into consideration all the factors that might become important. But in these two games that India have played so far, they've won one game when they've batted first, and which was against Australia. And then the first game that they won against South Africa, they were chasing. So in both cases, they've shown that they are perfectly capable of coming through any situation. So,
but can we see India going with three frontline pacers tomorrow? Include Shami in the squad?
There is a possibility that they might consider that, especially because it's been raining in Nottingham for the last few days. That would mean that there might be some freshness on the pitch. If there is freshness on the pitch, if the overhead conditions say that, then perhaps they may consider leaving Kuldeep Yadav out of the playing 11 and bringing in Mohammad Shami in. The Shami's been bowling quite well as well, and that will mean that they have three fast bowlers and Hardik Pandya as the fourth seamer to come in. Chahal has been bowling quite well, and Kedar Jadhav backs him up as the second spinner. It will come into the equation because Kuldeep hasn't been among the wickets. Australia played both the leg spinners, both the wrist spinners better. But I think again, they will take a call basis of the conditions.
Okay, talking about Shikhar Dhawan's injury, we now hear that Rishabh Pant is en route to England, and he is being considered as a backup option to Shikhar Dhawan should Dhawan not recover from his injury in time. Does this mean that Rishabh Pant will be an ideal replacement to Dhawan? And what role does Pant play if he is drafted?
So what has happened right now is that Rishabh Pant has been flown to England as cover. He has not been included officially in the World Cup squad, because if India were to want to include Rishabh Pant in their World Cup squad, they will have to drop Shikhar Dhawan from the squad, or they'll have to say to the ICC that Shikhar Dhawan is injured, he can no longer play a part in this tournament, and so we want a replacement, and that happens to be Rishabh Pant. If they were to do that, then Shikhar Dhawan cannot come back towards the end of the tournament. So while Rishabh Pant is going to England, it is important to remember that he cannot play in any match till the time that he is an official member of India's World Cup squad, and only 15 players are allowed to be official members. So in the same way, Khalil Ahmed, he's a left-arm seamer. He is also part of the travelling contingent of India. He's there as a support bowler. He's bowling to the batsmen in the nets, but he is not part of the squad and he cannot be selected. The ICC have a list of players who are part of India's squad. So Rishabh Pant, for now, is not in contention to play in the playing 11. That has to be very clear.
Okay. There has been non-stop rain in England for past 3 days, and you yesterday tweeted that rain is assured a semi-final spot, and that was hilarious. So what do you think about ICC? Should they keep reserve days for these washed out matches? And as ICC have come out in their defense saying that it is a logistical challenge.
I think it is something that they will have to consider. I mean, it is, I know, of course, it is a logistical challenge, because that means that you've got to make arrangements for, or you've got to book hotels, you've got to have arrangements for the crews to stay longer. You've also got to ensure that the teams are, the travel arrangements for the teams are done in such a way that if they can't travel on one day, they can travel on the other. Logistically, it's a very hard task to achieve. However, the teams that are suffering as a result, for instance, Sri Lanka, who've had two matches washed out, and if they start playing well, but then towards the end of the tournament, potentially lose out because they've not been able to win matches that got rained off, then those teams have a grouse that seems legitimate. It is, after all, a World Cup, and it is an event that should not be decided on the vagaries of the weather. So perhaps, I mean, it's a tightrope walk. I can understand that there are issues there with regard to scheduling and handling these situations. However, because there is a long gap between each team's matches, those teams feel a little bit hard done by if they were to lose points. So I think it's something that the ICC will have to seriously consider. Perhaps they've just been a bit unlucky because the weather has been unusually rainy in England this time.
So could this mean that we can have an unexpected team in the Final Four because of teams not getting proper matches to play and they are getting points?
I still think because it's a 10-team tournament and there are four teams that will go through from there, at the end the cream will rise to the top. There have been a couple of matches that have been rained off, yes, last 2 days, three matches overall. But now you are getting a clear game in the current one. Hopefully, we get some sort of full game in the India-New Zealand one. India-Pakistan is not affected. It might happen. There are quirky things that happen in sport occasionally. But I don't think that in the final analysis, any team that is undeserving of a semi-final spot will make it, because you still have to get enough points to get into the last four.
Okay, thank you so much for your inputs, Gaurav. It was good to have you on the show. With that, it's a wrap on this edition of On the Ball. For more news and views, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thanks for tuning in.